We're here at the National Ethanol Conference, and with me is Rick Vondra, who's Vice President and General Manager of Patriot Holdings and Patriot Renewable Fuels in Illinois. And Rick, one of the things we want to talk about here is logistics and how this past year has been. I know we were out at Patriot in the fall, and just wondered how things have been going through the long, cold, lonely winter.
Well, the last couple months have been a challenge for us and everyone in our area with the weather. We've had a lot of problems getting rail movement. Pretty much all of our ethanol goes out by rail, and most all of our DDGs gets transported by rail as well. So it's been a tremendous challenge. We've had to find alternate ways to move our product. Sometimes that's by truck. Sometimes, definitely by truck, and finding other customers and other ways to move our product. At the same time we're doing that, everyone else is faced with the same challenge, trying to do the same thing. So we're all competing for the same number of trucks to move our product. And in addition, those trucks have to haul the normal freight that they're always hauled on a day-to-day basis. So we're finding a way to get by, but it certainly hasn't been easy.
Now, has the weather, has it just been the snow that's been a problem with rail transportation?
Well, snow and cold. So, the rail crews have to go out and clear switches, and if it gets icy, they gotta go out there. And plus just the challenge of, 20 below zero, you can only be outside for so long before you have to go in and warm up. So you gotta have a place to get warm and go back to. And so it just takes a lot longer to get all the work done that you'd. And you have half as much time to do it.
Well, that's something you really have no control over. You really can't do much about that. But here at the National Ethanol Conference, I know we've heard a lot of different presentations here on the first day, and we sat through one of the breakout sessions here on really approaching retailers as far as getting them to embrace the higher blends of ethanol. Tell me a little bit about what your major takeaways have been here on this first day of the National Ethanol Conference.
Well, I guess, as far as the first part of your question there, at Patriot, we've been focused on increasing, getting the local area to increase their ethanol percentage used. So we're trying to meet with retailers, wholesalers, distributors, even the car dealers to try to educate people on what the benefits are and what the real costs are. And this session we just finished up here talks about converting equipment, pumps and whatnot, to E15 and E85. So we're trying to get educated, getting more educated ourselves, so that we can help the people in the distribution chain get educated and encourage increased ethanol blends.
Well, now, you're in Illinois. I mean, this is a pretty major ethanol-producing state. Do you still find a lot of misinformation among people in your general area?
Oh, a whole lot of misinformation. It really takes quite a bit to get into the details and understand the benefits. There are a lot of groups out there, as we've seen in the conference today, promoting misinformation and that sort of thing, which makes it difficult. One of them said, keep the message short and tight and repeat it again and again. And those are the things that we hear every day in the media, and those are the things that people take away and remember. So that's what we're trying to get through, is to educate people on what the real story is, so that they can understand the benefits.
We've heard a lot today about the RFS and about the proposal by EPA lower the RFS for 2014. What would that mean for a plant like Patriot?
Well, I guess it impacts every plant. If you reduce the size of the market, obviously things are going to be more competitive. The supply hasn't changed at all. So if you reduce the market, it challenges everyone involved in that market.
Well, here at the National Ethanol Conference, this is really a real networking opportunity. And do you find that this is a great place for you as an ethanol plant owner, employee, to be here, to be able to interact with people in the industry?
Absolutely. I mean, you go to these things like the National Ethanol Conference, and you get to see people that maybe only see once a year at functions like this, and catch up and find out what's going on elsewhere, and great learning opportunity, and in addition to catching up with people you only see once a year.
And help you share stories about some of the challenges they face and how, you know, that might apply to you.
Yeah, absolutely. Talking to other people, you know, you share how you approach different things, and, you know, sometimes other people have a better way of doing things. Sometimes, you know, we can help them. Sometimes just getting together, you come up with a different option that's better than either one had. So very beneficial.
Well, thank you so much, Rick, and we appreciate the fact that Patriot has been one of our sponsors here for the National Ethanol Conference and bringing the information to the people who just can't be here. Here at the National Ethanol Conference, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.